Earlier, I told you that in Detroit, there is a sports talk station with a disc jockey that flipped out recently on the air. He flipped out because the Michigan State football team, which is the, I guess they're like the official station of the Michigan State football team, Spartans, and they lost to Notre Dame, and this guy was really upset about it. To the point where he loses his voice, he goes off on a 15-minute tirade, and his co-host, you can tell, is visibly, you know, audibly worried about him. And he's not joking. He's serious.
Oh, bye.
Cut 35.
Every single stereotype about Michigan State University football came true on Saturday night. They choked. They absolutely gagged. While Notre Dame played with fire, emotion, poise, and tact, Michigan State sat there and choked on applesauce. They choked.
Sounds like you choked.
They choked. So no, I'm not going to name names, but they absolutely choked.
Okay, hey, time, let's say, let's take a timeout. You're not going to be able to finish.
If
Mike,
you're losing your voice already. I was busy firing up my section. I did my job. I paid my $75, and I got a bunch of old asses off their feet into the air and got them cheering their ass off.
Okay.
I didn't joke. I showed up to play.
But buddy,
I'm not finished.
But we're 12 minutes.
Don't want to hear
but
it.
You're about to lose your voice, Mike.
Just let me get done with this.
Okay, you're not going to be able to finish.
It doesn't matter.
Oh boy.
Doesn't matter.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
That's awesome.
They choked on applesauce.
Now, here's the great part. This show sounds a lot like our show in that they have a separate person whose job it is to run sound effects. That person didn't know that this guy's not messing around. Like that, you can tell the sound effects person has a sense of humor and is having a good time. They don't realize, like, oh, no. A spring is beginning to break in his head. If I'm the program director of this radio station, first of all, he gets a raise. And then the next thing on my to-do list is to fire the co-host. How dare you get in his way? How dare you try to calm him down when he was basically putting on some of the best radio I've heard in years? Genuine emotion and losing it on the air, albeit crazy, is good radio.
That's crazy.
Please. Eddie's heard this as well. He gets into this thing, Eddie, about pucker. And and I guess, Eddie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess what he's trying to say is that he feels like Michigan State bent over and said, you know, pucker up and kiss our butts. Is that it?
That's the best explanation I've heard.
I guess.
I don't really know either. I just think it's so funny when he says it.
Cut 36.
I'm disgusted with the guys that strap on those uniforms. Make plays! You're at home! At night! Third largest crowd in the history of that stadium! With a 37-21 lead! Make plays! Don't sit there and pucker! Make plays! You don't sit there and turn to your quarterback and with a puppy dog look and say, help us! We don't know what we're doing out here! Help us! Make plays! Stand together as a team and make plays!
Oh, boy.
Well, listen, he's obviously very impassioned about the Michigan State football team.
See?
As I'm listening to him, I'm like, gosh darn, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody that fired up. By the way, he went to Purdue.
Well, he did his job. He fired up his section.
Yeah.
So he
did his job.
Right,
right. Yes.
So he's expecting the same.
Yeah.
out of
the team and the coaches. Yeah.
He didn't pucker.
No.
No.
Pucker.
He did his job. That's a guy really into his college football team.
Loves him.
He loves them. He loves them. There is no doubt he has to be a Michigan State alumni, right?
Absolutely.
Is there any way?
Or lived in the town so long that
he's adopted them?
He's a diehard Spartan fan.
By the way, Notre Dame fans, this is like the greatest thing they've ever heard in their lives. It's all over the internet, by the way. And to Notre Dame fans, this is the funniest,
it's hysterical,
greatest thing. Like listening to the Michigan State Spartan meltdown.
The Notre Dame people have this as like their ringtone.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Pucker. Oh, I got a phone call. So he starts to talk about the coaches, and again, this co-host of his is trying to get him to stop it. Cut 37.
Now let me get to the coaches.
Before you go, hang on.
Drink
some of that water. Yeah.
No.
Hey, we're going to have to get this guy some hot tea and honey.
I'm not fooling around.
I know you're not, but your voice is leaving, Mike. You don't realize it.
You know what? I've been begging for a day off. Good. Now let me finish. Just sit back. Because I ain't fooling around. This weekend pissed me off.
Obviously. I tried.
Let me get to the coaches, because it's 50% on them.
How about the good time you had with your dad this weekend?
Tom, I'm not screwing around. This is what I discussed with you. Shut up.
Hell, I'm not screwing around. Don't try to make a joke out of this. Not funny. I'm not kidding you. This is serious business, Parker. It's a matter of life and death. Don't you make a joke right now. In our next clip, the wheels really begin to come off. We haven't really got it rolling yet.
Scratch the surface.
Yeah,
goes on for 15 minutes, guys.
Up to this point, what he's done is he's been stretching. You know, like you're warming up a little bit. You're stretching. You're like, yeah, here we go. I think I'm about ready to lose my mind. Cut 38.
They mismanaged the clock again. They didn't use their timeouts right again. And they allowed the opponent to get into halftime and make adjustments again.
Pause.
It's the same time.
We have to take that clip use it for the Chargers, like when anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
When anything goes wrong with the Chargers, from this point on, you're hearing the genesis of a joke that you'll hear on this show now for the next 10 years.
Yay!
If anything ever goes wrong with the Chargers, we could play, "He mismanaged the clock again!" We got to start this from the beginning.
Instead of,
and just in your mind, P1s, as you listen to this, know you're going to be hearing this for the next 20 years that we're on the air here talking about the Chargers. 38.
They mismanaged the clock again. They didn't use their timeouts right again. And they allowed the opponent to get into halftime and make adjustments again. It's the same tired ass story. Note to John L. Smith, learn the effing rules and understand that your timeouts are not like cell phone minutes. They don't carry over. Second of all, shame on this coaching staff for puckering. It is evident to me they cannot coach with a lead. 38-17 in Notre Dame last year. Pucker up, change what you're doing, and allow the opposition back in. 34-17 in Michigan 2 years ago. Pucker.
Oh my God.
There's so many new Mikey show drops in this that I don't even know where to begin.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I wish I knew what pucker.
Me too.
It's so great. You can use it for anything.
Yes, you can use it for anything. It's got a million different meanings.
Oh my God, it's so great.
Hey, you went on a date this weekend? Oh. Pucker, pucker, pucker.
Pucker, pucker, pucker. My head hurt.
I mean, how fantastic is this audio?
It's so good.
Man. How fantastic.
Be best friends with this guy.
I know it. I know it. I want to go camping. Great. I want us to get me and him to go camping.
Please.
I have some very sad news. I only have one more clip.
Damn it.
I know it. I know it.
Pucker, pucker, pucker.
Damn it.
Now, I've saved, in my opinion, the best for last.
Yes.
He makes some references here that are just... Eddie, what do you make of the references?
Brilliant.
Cut 47.
Get Chris Schmeling out of town. He is the single worst defensive coordinator ever born into this world. Hey, Schmeling, here's an idea. You got your secondary floating around on dinghies. Maybe it's not a good idea to bring back-to-back zero blitzes with no safety help. Let alone the fact your stupid-ass blitz packages never get home. Ever. Ever.
Sometimes?
You are the worst defensive coordinator ever.
Ever?
I would rather have HR Puffin Stuff with Teddy Ruxpin as an assistant than to have you in this booth one more week. You're atrocious.
Oh, yes.
No.
I would rather have HR Puffin Stuff than Teddy Ruxpin as my offensive coordinator. Hey, listen, I don't care how bad that guy is. I don't think that he is worse than Teddy Ruxpin.
I disagree.
You disagree, Eddie?
Yeah.
You think Teddy Ruxpin could get the job done?
Teddy Ruxpin can talk. He's a talking bear.
What about HR Puffin Stuff?
That I don't know. I don't know. Maybe get Witchy Poo in there.
Yes.
Oh,
how, I mean, how phenomenally great is that?
I tell you what, I've really listened to this a lot, and I think on Sunday during the Chargers pregame show, since the Chargers lost to Baltimore last week, I'm going to do that.
No, yes.
I'm going to have my meltdown.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to hear you say,
Marty Ball! What the hell is Marty Ball? Yeah.
I want to hear you say, Cameron is the worst offensive coordinator ever born in this world. I'd rather have a garbage pail kid as the offensive coordinator. God damn it!
Oh,
that is phenomenal.